Welcome to Fishing Without Bait, a lifetime without definitive expectations, where we help people explode into their lives through full impact mindfulness. The only requirement is the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to try. And if you have a few pixie dust of sprinkles of those, welcome aboard and let the adventure begin. Hello, everybody. My name is Jim Ellermeyer. I'm a behavioral health therapist. And today I'm joined by my good friend, co-host, and producer of this program, Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike, welcome aboard.
Hello, Jim, on this wonderful evening, on these sometimes nice days in Pittsburgh these days.
You're usually on the other side of the bench on this, on our podcasts. You're usually facilitating the progress of the show. So you had mentioned earlier that before our pregame warm-up that you wanted to talk about something concerning yourself.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about self-care because I'm trying to be, you know, always trying to do a little bit more with it, you know. And you know, I find myself with a very interesting schedule, you know, doing entertainment and events, you know, you find yourself, you know, not in a 9 to 5 with weekends, let's say, situation. And I think a lot of people can identify that, whether they're, you know, so busy and have kids or, you know, just have a lot of grind with their job and everything. And are they finding time for themselves and making time for themselves, maybe choosing some time for themselves.
I like the way you're talking.
Exactly. And I made a choice there. You know, I recently had a birthday, 43 years young. And I in the last few years, it's been on the weekend. So I've been working or traveling, or I think in the last 2 years, I did a show in like the Poconos or something, or Grand Rapids, maybe, you know, and we're here in Pittsburgh. So I didn't have anything. It's on a Monday. And I said, you know what? You know, I had some events leading up to it. And I said, you know, I'm going to take a Sunday. I want to take the Monday, which was my birthday, and do some me things. Ghostbusters, big Ghostbusters fan. Went and saw the movie with my best friend. Then I went out to dinner with my mother for the birthday dinner. And then I just walked around Pittsburgh, and I had a concert I wanted to go to on Monday night, and made the choice to do that. Moved some things around because we were supposed to record that night, and I asked that we can move it. And thank you for that. But it was good. It was just a good day to just go down, have a Permani sandwich in the market square. It was a beautiful day, one of the great days here. So very lucky for that, very fortunate for that. And got to see some new music, some new bands I'd never seen before in person. And just have, you know, got to recharge my batteries a little bit, you know. And for me, knowing that I have a lot of travel happening in April, I thought that was really important to kind of just, you know, get ahead on that. You know what I mean?
So you were being good to yourself on purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's an admonition that we often give to people on this show. We certainly suggest it to be good to themselves every day.
Absolutely.
Not just today. And I often add, this isn't a suggestion. It's more of a marching life order. Now, we have to be realists also, because I realize that some people have issues and things in front of them that they just can't drop everything and walk through the woods petting squirrels and playing magic flutes.
Yeah.
Okay. But however, like we talked earlier, Mike, what I often ask people to do is chart out 2 weeks, not just 8 hours, 24 hours a day. And for every, put it down in half hour blocks and put down exactly what you did during that time. And I ask people not to be embarrassed if they watched 6 hours of Walking Dead on their couch, then they did. I think if you find out that if you truly chart that time out, there's large segments of blocks of time in each week that you have free. You absolutely have free.
And you're choosing to do certain ways that maybe aren't as fulfilling as you could be.
Well.
Or recharging.
People often talk about the myth of productivity. That we have to be doing something. And if we're not doing something, then we're wasting our time. You ever feel that way, Mike?
I do. I mean, even I actually had this problem. I think it relates to this too. I had an issue where early on with some certain clients, you know, I'm there for the day for an event, right? and I'm got my camera and I'm capturing as much of the event as I can. And I felt that if I'm not on my feet shooting something for the entire 8 hours, I'm not like, they're not getting the most out of me. But I realized like, that's not true. You know, sometimes it's the flow of the event. Sometimes it's a lot of chat, you know, chat to like understand what's going on and the relations and things like that. Like it's more than just hit and record on a thing all day. So like I you know, that's happening in a workspace. So, and also there's a, oh no, I need to get all this done. Oh no. And I need to put in a long day. Oh no. I, you know, how late can I edit this thing? Cause all these people want these things from me. And to the point where, you know, for me, I have to sit back and realize, okay, wait a minute. Some of these people aren't clients. Some of these are favors. And sometimes I need to pull back on that and say, no, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to just wait for this. Because it was just, it's not in the wheelhouse now, you know, and, you know, or if you're not taking that time to recharge those batteries, when you do need to go, you're just not going to be effective, right? Another thing that I'm recognizing there is when I have these back-to-back things, it's like, oh no, what do I have to recharge? You know, what time do I have to catch up on the things that are going to be doing? You know, again, like we're talking, you know, travel days that are happening this month. I'm gone every weekend in April. That's why we're banking right now. I don't know when this episode is going to come out, with the schedule and everything, but, you know, you just kind of like, then you start worrying and then you start getting into that doom spiral a little bit too. So,
well, right here, you're talking about Mike is overcommitting.
Overcommitting
and the inability to say no. And oftentimes we say yes without any thought of the consequences of us saying yes.
Yeah. And it's, but it's a lot of things I want to do. And then I have to say, then the things I want to do become a nightmare because I'm not paying enough attention to them. So like those kinds of things, and what do they get in the way of, you know? But yeah, it's an interesting thing. So that's why I thought it was really important to do this. You know, I think we talk about like, I have a movie subscription because that's the only, I'm always like, should we cancel this? It's a little bit of money every month. It's one of those, like, you can watch as many movies as you want for a monthly fee things. And my wife just keeps going, no, that's the only time that you turn off your phone. So we're going to go to the movies. You know, that kind of thing, you know, you try to, put yourself, in a position to succeed in mindfulness, if you will.
Well, Mike, there's a short TED talk that I often suggest to people, and I found that they started to use this in rehabs. It's a woman by the name of Sarah Knight, and she wrote a book a few years ago called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving an F, okay? And
I like how this sounds already.
So we can put a link up to the YouTube video. Absolutely. About that. However, I have to caution that she uses colorful language, but to good effect. Mm-hmm. So what she's saying is that quite often we overcommit to things without understanding the consequences of the overcommitment, and then we spend a great deal of time, energy, and anxiety on how we're going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest to people that we commit to things that we don't want to go to. Why do we go to things that we don't want to go to, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Why am I even here? I mean, being at an event, whether it's a community event or something, it's just like, why am I here? Why am I spending my time on this? What am I getting out of my presence here? And that's been really, there's been a lot of cleansing as far as that. COVID helped.
It's okay to say, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. I can't afford it. Or simply, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend ask me, well, maybe last year, he wanted to know if I wanted to go to Heinz Hall with he and his wife to hear Handel's, some type of a movement of Handel's. And at the time, I said no. And I said, actually, I would rather chew nails than go to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, actually, Jim, I feel the same way, but I'm just going to accompany my wife.
He needed a friend in pain, right?
Well, that's what I told him. I said, listen, if it would ease your discomfort a little bit by having to go to this event, I will accompany you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be glad to be there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend so much of our time doing things that we do not want to do. Mm-hmm. And they really have no special meaning for us or benefit for us.
Right.
Now, if it's helping someone else, like I just spoke about with that friend, that's a noble cause.
Sure.
And that's a wise mind choice. But however, most of the time we commit to going to baby showers or helping someone move that we don't, they can ask somebody else, or attending a meeting or a committee meeting that is an absolute complete waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely seen those.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, and Nick, we get back to the most valuable asset that we possess is our time. And, you know, we've talked about time as currency on this show more than once. Anybody that wanted to do that, just hit the search key on www.fishingwithoutbait and put in time as currency, and you'll come up with a number of topics. We also talked on a number of podcasts, Mike, about having a spa moment.
Mm-hmm.
And a spa moment doesn't mean that you have to drop everything and go to a spa.
And I think that's what that was on the Monday for me, was that spa moment. You know, like, you know, to me, like one of my favorite things to do, and I feel like I only end up doing this once a year, to be honest. And I'm hoping I get more than one this year. I think I made two this year. I got to do it. I love walking out of the studio, hopping on the train, going downtown, because I love the subway. You know, I love that I can do that, right? And just walk around downtown a little bit, see what stores have changed, see what's new, and just walk out to the point. You know, just walk all the way out to the point and stand there for a while, sit there for a bit. Like that is the relax, get away from everything. Put my phone on do not disturb for the day. You know, only intentionally pick it up to do something, take a picture, you know, whatever I want to do. And then I didn't even, and one thing I do as a very social media minded person, I decided I am not going to post anything until I'm done. Like, other than texting with my friends and just like, hey, did you see this? You know, hey, what's going on here? You know, it's like nobody, like I'm, you know, hey, I did this thing today, you know, not as I'm going, not live blogging my day or anything like that, as somebody who would typically do that as in their day-to-day events as things happen. You know, and that was just me kind of detaching from things for a bit and just kind of being with myself for a bit. And the events that I was going to, I guess,
well,
and my friends.
We've talked before about time bandits, emotional mm-hmm. vampires, and our phones can be one of the most egregious time bandits that
absolutely.
We possess.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I think in the future, what we're hoping to do is have somebody on that's more knowledgeable about screen time and youth mm-hmm. than we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a really interesting request that we're hopefully getting to that. But no, I think that's in I guess you know other than you talked about the calendar aspect and things like that. You know, like how else can we kind of put a pin in things and kind of make way and move things aside to do that spa day? And I know you talk about like it's like, you know, 5 minutes or things like that. You know, how do you battle the feeling that you're, I don't know if I, maybe I put this as you feel like you're wasting your time not being efficient by caring for yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm. Well, we definitely need to recharge, and I think everyone out there knows that over the last 6 months, I paid for a lifetime of poor choices and not taking care of myself mm-hmm. by having that open heart surgery and being woken up in a hospital. I remember I went into congestive heart failure at my office, and the next day I woke up in Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh, and my son's sitting there, and I'm intubated. They take the intubation out, they untie me. And I tell my son, I'm grateful that you're here. And he got up and pointed his finger at me and he said, you ought to be grateful for the emergency room doctor who saved your life. That's who you should be grateful for. And actually what he told me was, he's there, you know what? I'm paying for a life. This was after me being in and out of the hospital for 3 or 4 months at
mm-hmm,
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he says, I'm paying for a lifetime of your poor choices. And you know what, Mike? He was exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, health, mental health professionals, doctors, physicians, nurses, all those people, they always preach self-care to people. And we are absolutely the biggest hypocrites there are.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's interesting. And there was actually recently a comment on one of our videos about, like, mental health people don't have all the answers because they have all the problems themselves. I was like, yeah, you know, like that's exactly what you're talking about. Right.
Well, yes. Yes. And keep in mind that, as the world's population continues to expand, there's obviously more mental health issues. And keeping in mind that mental health issues used to be shoved under the carpet or locked behind doors because having a mental health issue was considered a weakness.
Mm-hmm. I listen to some pundits out there that talk about, like, oh, it just seems like everybody has depression and anxiety. They didn't have depression and anxiety 50 years ago. It's like, no, they did. We just didn't call it that, right?
Well, PTSD used to be called shell shock, mm-hmm. and it was just only happened to soldiers. Mm-hmm. But however, and again, I'm mentoring this young lady down in El Salvador who's a mental health professional and just wonderful person, has a big, noble heart and always wants to help people. The mental health system in that country is almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For people who can't afford to go to the few facilities that are available, they have to go to government-sponsored hospitals, and the care there is marginal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here in the United States, I think people could be more grateful about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their access to mental health is sometimes tough as that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it could be worse. It definitely could be worse. And there's more focus and there's more talk about it. And there could always be more. There could always be more. But
generally, when I was younger, dating myself, there used to be called an idiot light on a automobile. Okay. There was just one red button. And if it lit, then that meant something was wrong. Who knows what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could have been a myriad of things. But however, what most people would do, they'd put tape over the idiot light there, so you couldn't tell when the red button come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way sometimes people could do through life. They just put a tape over the idiot button,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The idiot light.
Yep.
Doesn't that make you an idiot?
Yeah, absolutely. There is kind of ignoring the bigger issue, right? Which I think a lot of us end up with a special talent for in the end. So, yes.
Well, we don't want to wait until things become an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I don't hear from somebody for a longer period of time and they contact me, I'm fairly certain that I'm going to be operating in an emergency room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of times we talk about maintaining mental health, maintaining physical health. People will say, well, I don't need to, I'm feeling good. That's why I haven't contacted you. Sometimes I'll say to them, do you think that you might be feeling good because of the things that we've incorporated into your life? And the best time to come into therapy is when you are feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to put out brush fires, and we can add to and reinforce techniques that work into your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to find the fire extinguisher when the house is on fire.
You're doing good now. What do we need to do to maintain that? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a song that I listened to. Oh, I'm trying to remember the line. It's called Chalk Outlines, and I think it's a very mental health and kind of drug addiction kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, take another pill because I'm really afraid of the good days because they don't last.
Yeah.
It's been really kind of striking a chord with me lately with that song. And that seems like it, right? You know, like, oh, these are good days. So, you know, how do I deal with that? You know?
Well, what you're talking about, people going through life with a sense of impending doom.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
And the longer I feel better, the harder I'm going to fall.
Yeah, yeah. You're just kind of like waiting for that other shoe to fall a little bit. Yeah.
A lot of times people have this sense of a pending doom or existential dread. They can't stand prosperity. They can't stand being good because it's foreign to them. It is so foreign. You know, and as everyone out there knows, I'm a big proponent and in 12-step recovery. And it says in the book that we're meant to be happy, joyous, and free. So if you're not happy, joyous, and free, then you might want to re-examine your life. Some people worrying about not worrying enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how you do that job on yourself. Well, what do we send people home with here, Jim?
Well, we're going to send people home with, when AA was falling apart in the 1940s because there were so many self-imposed rules and expectations to get into a group. There was a group out in Ohio that actually had 62 rules about membership requirements. So AA came up with Rule 63, and that says, don't take yourself too seriously. Mm-hmm. I would say to everybody, don't take themselves that seriously. You're important, but just ask yourself, how important is this? What's meaningful to me? There's a song by Mac McAnally. He played guitar in Jimmy Buffett's band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he has this song, and I play it every day. And it's called Every Day is Once in a Lifetime. Okay. So I think we can put a link up to Every Day is Once in a Lifetime, too. If we get up in the morning and we just change our perspective, we can either get up in the morning and say, oh, another day. Or we can say, oh, another day.
Mm-hmm.
Same sentence, is just a change in perspective.
I like that. I really like that. One thing I do is when I get up in the morning, I'm like, what kind of day is today going to be? You know, and then I answer that.
Most people ruin their days before they get out of bed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thinking of all the things that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that gets back to... we are not wired to multitask. You know, we could leave people with saying, am I trying to multitask? How many things am I trying to do at once? And how many things can I do well at once?
Yep.
So any parting messages out there for our listeners and your fans, Mike?
My fans? My fans. Hey, take care of yourself. Find the ways to take care of yourself. Find the ways that really do help recharge your batteries, and then lean into that. Figure out what in your life that is positive for you and makes you feel good, and make sure there's more of that, you know.
So before we sign off tonight, I think perhaps you could enlighten people as to the number of offers that we have. We have a YouTube channel, our Instagrams, our shorts.
Shorts, Reels, Instagram, YouTube Shorts. We're digging out a lot of the old archive here and make it a more attainable, adjustable, your daily affirmations. We're trying to put several of our short videos out on multiple platforms. In LinkedIn, I had a good message from a friend of mine that was really enjoying the videos we've been putting out here on LinkedIn, of all places. So, and really appreciating the feedback that's happening there across all the platforms. Again, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook Reels, LinkedIn, we're posting the videos as well on the Twitter, on Threads. So if you want to go check out all those, wherever you are, hopefully we are too. And we are actually, I got a little note to maybe add another platform to that I hear a lot of people that would be interested in us would be on. So follow that. Sometimes people listen to the podcast. Sometimes people will just listen to the bits of the podcast. Whatever works and helps you from day to day, we're hoping to be able to provide that for you and have some more options hopefully here in the future as well.
And as we always say, everybody is recovery from something. And whether it's chewing your fingernails, eating banana popsicles, or drug or alcohol addiction, relationship issues, anxiety, whatever it is. So what we love to portray recovery stories. We love to put people out there who show how they got here from there. That's the big deal that we want to talk about, how they got here from there. We love to have those type of stories. If you have a story that you think would be beneficial toward helping people, please contact us at the show. We'd be glad to talk to you. And as always, we offer a free prescription at the every end of every podcast. Fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Unplug your television and take up fishing. And for a truly mindful experience, we suggest that you fish without bait. Please do a kindness for another and do a kindness for yourself. Forgive another and forgive yourself. If we're all not God's children, none of us are. Till all are free, none are free. Namaste, my friends.
If you're interested in flying the colors of fishing without bait, click the shop icon on our website. We have clothing, mugs, cell phone cases, and so much more. Show the world that you fish without bait. This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.